Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, June 30th. I'm Mark Daniels. We are halfway through the round of 16 at the World Cup in Brazil. On Saturday, the host nation barely gets by Chile in a shootout to advance to the quarterfinals. Colombia will be next for Brazil, a 2-0 winner over Uruguay, who played without Luis Suarez, suspended for that biting incident. Drama on Sunday in Brazil. The Netherlands beating Mexico 2-1. Mexico tallying early in the second half, held the lead until the Dutch tied in the 88th minute. And then in stoppage time, Robin taken down in the penalty area. Foul was called. Penalty kick is converted by Klaus Jan Huntelaar, and the Dutch advance 2-1. And Costa Rica and Greece played to a 1-1 draw through regulation and overtime. The Greeks getting even in the 90th minute. But in a shootout, Costa Rica wins 5-4 to advance to the round of 8. On the schedule Monday, France and Nigeria, Germany against Algeria. The U.S. has its round of 16 game against Belgium on Tuesday. To Major League Baseball, where the Colorado Rockies salvaged the finale of the four-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers, winning 10-4 on Sunday at Miller Park. Yovani Gallardo starting, but did not start well. Gave up 3 runs in the first, then single runs in each of the next couple of innings. Brewers and Gallardo found themselves down by a 5-0 count.
I mean, I was battling, you know, since the first hitter. It's just obviously my command wasn't the greatest.
He lasted 5 innings, gave up 10 hits, 8 runs, 5 of them earned. Ryan Braun went 2-for-4 with a home run, his 11th of the year. Chris Davis had a couple of RBIs. Brewers closed the gap until a disastrous 5th inning when a couple of errors led to 3 more runs. Manager Ron Renicki.
Started with a 2-low ground ball to short, and Jeff threw it off the bag. And then the one play is just, we had a meltdown.
Ramos Ramirez with another error for the Brewers, who lose 10-4, fail to sweep the season series, seeking to do it for the 3rd time in franchise history. Milwaukee 51-33, still lead the NL Central by 6.5 games, and they finally get a day off. Ramos Ramirez and the crew playing 20 games in 20 days.
It's tough to play 20 in a row for anybody. I don't care if you're 20 or if you're 35. I mean, especially now in the summer when it's hot. That's really tough to do. Hopefully we don't have any more of those.
I don't think they will, but the Brewers go 13-7 in that 20-game stretch, and they'll have a day off Monday before traveling to Toronto on Tuesday. And they maintain that 6.5-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals, who were shut out by the Los Angeles Dodgers Sunday 6-0. Clayton Kershaw went 7 innings, scattered 5 hits with 13 strikeouts, winning in typical Dodger fashion.
It's kind of been our MO as a team. So as a starting pitcher, you just kind of try to make it through the first 3 or 4 innings with our team in the game at least, and you know, it seems like we've been coming through late, so just kind of the goal.
It's Cincinnati beating San Francisco 4-0. Homer Bailey taking a no-hitter into the 7th inning. Reds complete a sweep of the Giants, knock them out of first in the NL West, and Cincinnati manager Brian Price happy with the way things are going now.
It certainly feels great, and the big thing is the fact that we're playing much better baseball. And I think we can feel somewhat of a palpable feeling of expecting to win. And it was hard to get to that place. And I think we're there now. Doesn't guarantee anything, but we certainly have a good feeling about the way we're playing.
Pittsburgh Pirates beat the New York Mets 5-2. Pedro Alvarez with a home run. Atlanta completes a 4-game sweep of Philadelphia 3-2. And San Diego gets by Arizona 2-1. In the American League, White Sox over Toronto 4-0. Oakland beat Miami 4-3. Tampa Bay gets a pair of home runs from Matt Joyce and a 12-7 win over Baltimore. Kansas City beat the Angels 5-4. Omar Infante with the walk-off RBI single. Houston a 6-4 winner over Detroit. It was Minnesota 3, Texas 2. Seattle shut out Cleveland 3-0. Felix Hernandez went 8 innings, allowed just 1 hit, and had 9 strikeouts. Mike Zunino, the Mariners catcher, says King Felix was on his game again.
He keeps getting better with all aspects. He's mixing all his pitches up. He's locating well. He's just really controlling the whole game, and he's been feeling pretty good, and hopefully we can continue to do that and continue to mix, and he's doing a good job of staying ahead also.
Sunday night baseball at Boston beat the New York Yankees 8-5 in minor league play. Burlington over the Timber Rattlers 5-3. T-Rats now 6-4 in the second half. They'll host Burlington in a matinee to wrap up the series on Monday afternoon. In the Northwoods League, the Green Bay Bullfrogs scored all 4 runs in the 5th and beat Duluth 4-3, get to 15-18 on the season. Frogs are hosting Wisconsin at Joanne Stadium Monday afternoon, then travel to Wausau to play the Woodchucks again on Monday night in a rare home-and-home split doubleheader. The Sheboygan A's swept four games from Addison, Illinois over the weekend, winning 10-0 and 2-0 on Saturday. That 2-0 game, Taylor Schwartz, no-hitter on Sunday, 7-1 and 9-1 victories as the A's now 19-8 on the season. At Wimbledon, Serena Williams, the top seed, upset on Saturday. Li Na, the second seed, also bounced. First time in the Open era that the top two ladies' seeds have not made the fourth round. Milwaukee Bucks seeking permission to talk with Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. The owner of the Bucks, Mark Lasseray, a former minority owner of New Jersey, apparently made the overture around GM John Hammond and coach Larry Drew. Well, the Bucks apparently ready to offer a second-round pick as compensation. The deal is yet to be finalized. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski winning the Quaker State 400 at the Kentucky Motor Speedway on Saturday. In golf, Justin Rose beating Sean Stefani on the first playoff hole to win the Quicken Loans National at Congressional. Tiger Woods missing the cut on the weekend in his first tournament since back surgery in March. Bernhard Langer beats Jeff Sluman on the second playoff hole to win the Senior Players Championship. Stacey Lewis birdies 18 to win the Northwest Arkansas title, her third victory this year. Molly Aronson of Shulburn, Vermont, wins the Island Resort Championship at Sweetgrass in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan on the Symetra Tour. A one-shot victory. The only player to break par at one under beat her University of Washington teammate Sedana Parks by a stroke for her first career victory. And the National Hockey League draft held over the weekend. Green Bay Gambler forward Nick Schmaltz, first-round choice of the Chicago Blackhawks, and the Anaheim Ducks selecting Ashwaubenon native Matt Berkowitz in the fifth round. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.